This is In Focus, featuring interviews with our local newsmakers, information on community programs and politics, and the story on local current events. In Focus on Lake 88.
And welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot. It is a not too shabby looking Monday out there today, which is fantastic. And we are starting this week Emergency Preparedness Week across Canada, yes. And to talk about it with us today is the warden of Lanark County, who is also the reeve of Lanark Highlands, Peter McLaren. Peter, thank you so much for being here today.
Well, thanks, Bob. Thanks for inviting me in.
You're very welcome. And this is, you know, we talk about emergency preparedness year after year and throughout the year. When it comes to major weather events, storms that are coming in, and we talk about being ready, and there always seems to be some people who are and some people who aren't, but there's been some really significant events that have happened within the last year that really point to, you know, making us a little bit, wanting us to be a little bit better and more prepared.
Yeah, like the wind storms we've had, the ice storms, like the late ice storm in the spring this year, that was totally, you know, unbelievable that that happened, and it actually put the county behind because with the wind, with the ice, there's trees down and they can't even plow the roads and salt them and whatnot. So it really throws them for a loop. And then we had the big storm at Christmas time too that they had to declare like an extra emergency, which gives them a longer period of time to clear the roads. And the way climate change and whatnot, we're going to get a lot more of that in the future.
And that's all the more reason to be prepared. And, you know, you talk about that ice storm, which was, obviously it was much shorter than the one in 98, but the big difference was that it was getting warmer. And people not only had the ice and all the damage that went in with that, we lost a ton of trees, and of course there were so many hydro poles that were damaged and hydro lines and so on. But because it was warm, that water just went into people's basements. People got flooded out.
Yeah, there was a lot of rain with that ice too. So I know for ourselves, we're up on a hill, and maybe 1 year in five, we got to pump water, and we had to do it twice this year. It was almost dried up, and then that rain put it right back. So,
and I think that really speaks volumes to how things have changed, right? Like you're saying 1 year in five, and now you've already done it a couple times.
Yeah, that's sort of the way it is, and probably look for more in the future, the same kind of a thing that, and it's not just the weather too. Like we have to be prepared for almost everything. Now you've got all of these hackers that's trying to hack into your information and stuff. So we got to throw up extra firewalls at the municipal level to protect. We have a lot of confidential information. So there's that side of it too. But probably the biggest thing to be prepared is the individual, to be as much prepared as you can be. For our own farm, we've had a generator for probably over 40 years because we had a hydro issue. We'd put a new service in, they hooked it up on the wrong side of the switch to the place in behind us, so every thunderstorm we lost power, and you're waiting on hydro to hook it up so you can milk cows. So
yeah,
we put a generator in, so we've been fairly well prepared for a lot of years that way.
And the county has always been at the forefront of getting people to be ready. I mean, I think it's an obvious question, but why is that?
Well, it's, you can't help everybody at once, and so basically, if the individual is as well prepared as it can get, you know, some extra food available, generators, it's even turned out that usually we're fairly well protected if you're in one of the towns or villages, but they go out too. Like all of Perth was out in that storm. We were planning on having a meeting that night. The county building has an automatic generator. Lanark Lodge does also. It was off before the county building. Councillors in Perth, they had no power. So we basically, at that point, we don't know who is communicating with us. They can't get into the office maybe, so we canceled the meeting, and we didn't know who exactly out in the country had power or not, and we kind of assumed probably everybody didn't.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a really good mindset to have. You know, you can't help everybody all at once. You want to, but certainly you can't. So then the individual does have to be prepared, and interestingly enough, the website that you folks are promoting is getprepared.ca, which is a website from the Government of Canada. And on there, you can find everything you need to help build an emergency kit. And those emergency kits are vital as well, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And, of course, there's also on that site, that's where each of the municipalities, they have to do exercises through the course of the year to be compliant with Emergency Measures Ontario. And so both the county and all the individual municipalities have to do the same thing. There's 13 items that to be compliant you have to do, and One is annual training, one is an annual exercise. We basically do a tabletop exercise where you go through a potential emergency. And strangely enough, it's unreal how often that is mirrors the exact same thing that's going on. I know the first one I was involved with, the township, we did one, and it was actually done by the coordinator for the province, where a fuel tanker hits the town hall. So they dump a whole bunch of water in, the basement's flooded, the servers are in the basement, they're destroyed. So the next day we're having a Christmas party. This was done just before the end of the year for staff. They needed an extra table. It was down in the basement. Here's a toilet or something was overflowing. It was on a Friday afternoon. If somebody hadn't went, it would have ran water all weekend.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, so you never know.
Wow, that's wild. So they were prepared.
Yeah.
They knew how to react to that.
Yeah, the servers were high enough. They weren't there then. But there was 2 or 3 inches of water on part of the floor.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah. And it's really interesting to see that come across. I know that these other tabletop exercises have practiced for train derailments. They've practiced for fuel spills from whether it be rail or whatnot. And then I can remember a few years ago talking to somebody about doing a tabletop about a tornado and thinking, well, you know, I suppose that could happen. And then we've seen a few.
Yeah, yeah, they're getting closer. And you know, we have the odd very minor earthquake. And, you know, you hear that rumble and nobody knows what it was until they tell you what it was. But I guess it could be a lot more severe, depending on where you are.
Cause yeah.
It's if you're close to the fault, it can be a little more.
And it can cause some issues, like you mentioned electronics, you mentioned other sensitive pieces of equipment and so on. And then if something like that goes out, then it could cause a whole chain reaction. And this is where you need to be prepared.
Well, same with when the hydro's going off and spiking on and off, that's a good time when some of your electronic equipment can be damaged severely. You know, like electronic boards are on furnaces now, so your furnace can go out in a storm like that where it's cycling 2 or 3 times and maybe getting a charge of too much electric or not quite enough, and there goes a motherboard and there goes your furnace.
Yeah, exactly. So there's a lot to be prepared for. There's no doubt about it. We do suggest to people to go to getprepared.ca and to make up one of those kits. I know in my conversations with the OPP and so on, many people think, well, I have most of these items around the house, but when an emergency hits, it's good to have those things right together in one spot.
Yeah, for sure. And of course, with the OPP, they also sit in our emergency control groups as needed. They don't usually sit in on the exercises, but that's one of the components that you have to deal with and going forward.
It's really interesting too to see how everybody works together when something like this happens. You know, the county is working with, as you mentioned, the OPP, but other first responders, you know, paramedics, firefighters, all of that, everybody sort of comes together. And it's not only the county, it's the different municipalities as well. If there's an emergency going on in one area, then someone like yourself may be calling that particular mayor or Reeve to say, how can we help? What do you need? What resources do you need? It's really important that cooperation is there.
Yeah, for sure. And even another incident back in the ice storm, our fuel deliverer, he just landed. He said, I don't know who's got a phone, who doesn't got a phone, so I'm fueling everybody. So that's just how coordinated you can be.
Yeah, that's amazing. It really is. Is there anything you wanted to leave our listeners with today, sir, before I let you go?
I would say just the emergency preparedness and to be fairly patient if something comes up. Like, as I say, you can't deal with everything in 5 minutes. It sometimes takes a while, and it's unreal how much damage can be done in a very short period of time. So certainly if the wind gets blowing, take shelter for sure.
Yeah, and one thing that we've heard from local fire officials too is if you're using a barbecue or a generator, make sure that you do not use them in or too close to your home as well, because you know, as you're trying to provide heat or food for your family, you could be exposing them to that carbon monoxide.
Yeah, and that's one of the backlashes of the last time I think there was quite a bit of carbon monoxide poisoning, that last storm. People just didn't realize that these aren't allowed inside the house. They're just not safe.
The alarms are going off. Thank goodness for the alarms, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Honestly, sir, thank you so much for being here today. We really appreciate it. We'd love to have you in to talk about some county and Lanark Highlands business in the future, too, if you'd come back.
Yeah, there's some stuff we're going to work on maybe this week. We'll let you know.
Okay.
It's a surprising one.
Yeah, excellent. Well, we will talk to you about that soon. Peter McLaren, thank you for being here today.
Oh, thanks a lot, Bob.
You're very welcome. Our guest today on In Focus, Peter McLaren, he is the warden of Lanark County and the Reeves of Lanark Highland. I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.
In Focus on Lake 88. To hear today's program online or to listen to any of our previous In Focus interviews, visit our website at lanarkleadstoday.ca.
In Focus on Lake 88 was brought to you by Perth Chiropractic in the Perth Family Health Center, 33 Lewis Street in Perth.